was a great ball from Adrian, and I managed to just hit the target, and it was a bit, I think, a bit fortunate run underneath the keeper, but a goal was a goal, and yeah, I mean, it would have been nice if it had been a goal and we'd won the game, but it was just weren't meant to be.
There were a couple of chances in the first half. You might have scored then as well. Good save by the keeper.
Yeah, he made a couple of good saves. I mean, especially from the header. I mean, I thought I'd definitely score, but he jumped at me and hit his leg, and then I had the 1v1, which he saved. So the keeper played well, give him credit. But at the end of the day, we're just disappointed with the result, because the way we played the game the first half and up until we scored the goal was fantastic. They couldn't get near us.
I've got to ask you about your reaction to the goal, the way you ran to the Fulham fans. Was that a bit of frustration coming out there?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, I've obviously been getting a lot of stick the whole game, so obviously when you score a goal, you know, I mean, your emotions get the best of you, and it happened to me there.
Are you aware of that whilst the game's going on?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't be aware of that, it's a bit hard, to be fair, because the whole of their end was screaming it, but I'd say the most important thing was the result, and it was disappointing for us to get beat, especially after the way we played, but at the same time, it's another game next week, so we'll have to put it right then.
You've only been here for a couple of days. I mean, the Albion have dropped into the bottom three tonight. A lot of support was very unhappy. How did you find the dressing room, Darren, since you've been here?
Yeah, the dressing room's been fantastic, but obviously today we were disappointed just because of the way we played the game. We passed it well, we created a lot of chances, and we've walked away with no points. So on that respect, in there, everyone's disappointed. But obviously since I've come into the building, the boys have been fantastic. They've welcomed me, and they've made it feel like I've been here for years, to be fair. So it's been fantastic.
In terms of the way you like to play, do you like to play with a small striker off of you, Darren? Is that what you like? Or
I don't really mind, to be honest. I mean, to be fair, as long as I'm playing in the game, I don't really bother me, to be honest. I can play with a big man or a small one.
You said when you came you didn't feel you had a point to prove. You've scored today. Is that a little message to Paul Lambert and Aston Villa?
Not really. As I said, I'm not really concentrating on Paul Lambert or Aston Villa or what they're doing. Obviously, I'm down here now playing for Brighton, and obviously my main aim is to hopefully get Brighton out of the relegation zone and up the table.
And how difficult is that going to be, Darren?
Well, on the evidence of today and the way we played, it's going to be difficult, obviously, but the way we played the game and the way we passed it and created chances, that obviously once we start converting one of these chances, then, you know what I mean, 1 point, no point's going to turn into 3 points.